This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The state's Geographic Naming Advisory Board voted unanimously last night to change the name of Mount Evans to Mount Blue Sky. Arapaho tribal elder Fred Mosqueda proposed the new name, which honors the Cheyenne and Arapaho.
Oh, I was ecstatic. I couldn't believe it. It was great.
The change would honor hundreds of Native people who were killed in the 1864 Sand Creek Massacre. It was incited by then-territorial Governor John Evans, after whom the 14er is now named. Next, the proposal goes to Governor Jared Polis for approval, then to the federal government. If accepted, the name change will likely not happen until at least next year. Several Starbucks stores in the state are back open after union workers walked out yesterday. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
And this store is
shut down.
And this store is
shut down.
The Workers United Union hopes the strike will get the company back to the bargaining table soon. Talks have been delayed because of a disagreement over the union's attempt to use Zoom to stream negotiations during a closed-door meeting. Barista Ashaya Seacrest picketed outside her Denver cafe Thursday.
We're not sure when we'll be able to bargain again, but hopefully this will push them to give us new dates.
Seacrest says that workers want higher pay and more consistent schedules, and that if talks don't progress, another strike is possible. In a statement, the company says it respects workers' legal right to protest. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
And an ice skating rink has returned to Denver International Airport after a two-year pause. Starting today, the outdoor rink will be open between the terminal and the Westin Hotel through New Year's Day. Admission and skate rentals are free. In downtown Denver, the ice rink on 16th Street Mall will also open next week. This is CPR News and KRCC.